Hello everyone, this is Yabo Hassani of CoachYabo.com, and today in this short audio we're going to be discussing leadership and authenticity. Everyone uses the buzzword authenticity to mean I'm clean, I'm clear, I'm authentic, I'm real, what you see is what you get, I always deliver the truth, and that's not necessarily the case. Authenticity has to do with being sincere. And this word is overused so much, yet we know that there are many facades that we all have, and they always show up in your business and in your leadership and in your connection with your clients. So as a small business owner, I want you to review what authenticity means to you and what transparency means. A lot of people think it means let it all hang out, you know, be transparent, be naked, and no, you don't have to be. For instance, if I were having a problem with a client and it triggered something in me, I would say, because every time you get, you know, something is going wrong with a client and it triggers something in you, it's about you. It's not about the client. So if I were triggered by a client, I could easily say, you know, this woman got on my nerves, blah, blah, blah. Well, if I go and post that on Twitter and Facebook, it makes clients not want to come. But if I say something like, you know, sometimes there's a gift even with the most difficult customer, and I love learning something new about myself, and I love pushing myself to the limit of really accepting and loving my clients. Now that is authentic and that is transparent without you blasting away the client and the behavior of the client. So I want you to practice your authenticity in leadership. For instance, one of the things I discovered very inadvertently, I grew up on the other side of the world. I grew up in Africa, and every now and then, there are these little things that come up culturally. So one day on Facebook, I was actually talking to a friend about pictures at funerals. And back home, we take pictures at funerals. And one day on Facebook, I wrote about, is that a tradition in this country? Because I really haven't been to enough funerals in this country to have noticed. And I wrote about that, and I was explaining in our culture how you create an album, just like you have a wedding and you have a wedding album. We create an album based on the funeral. And this post created so much commentary and back and forth between me and a host of other people, and people started feeling like they knew me better. And then another time I put some African recipes on my wall, and it garnered so much interest. I never knew that my multicultural heritage was actually a selling point and a bonding point with my community. And that's that. When I brought out that side of me, I was being more authentic, more sincere, more real, more whole. And that's another piece of the authenticity, is allowing yourself to be perceived of as whole. So I want you to implement it. Go implement more authenticity in your communication, in how you reach out to clients, in how you're looking at prospects and customers. And if you would like specific help with this kind of thing and creating more authenticity in your brand and in your leadership, you know where to find me. I'm coach@coachyabo.com. Have an awesome day. Bye.